On the final day of the year, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A Taliban suicide bomber slipped into a heavily fortified American military base in southeastern Afghanistan. He detonated his explosive vest and killed 8 Americans while wounding several more. This attack yesterday was the deadliest against Americans in Afghanistan since October. And while the U.S. government is not saying exactly who the Americans were, it appears that at least some, if not all, of the dead worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. We're going to learn what we can about this from NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who's covering the story in Kabul. Soraya, hi.
Good morning.
How did this attack happen?
It's very strange indeed. I mean, you have to imagine this is a very fortified base in a very dangerous area. But according to what the Taliban has posted on its website, a suicide bomber wearing an army uniform from the Afghan army, he managed to get inside this very heavily fortified base and detonate and ended up killing 8 American civilians here, killing 1 Afghan and wounding up to a half dozen more.
This has got to be disturbing for American authorities because American bases have by now rather sophisticated and layered security. There's probably a lot of different checkpoints you'd have to get through on your way into a facility like that.
Well, certainly the police chief for Khost province, this happened in southeastern Khost province, which is one of the most dangerous here in Afghanistan, he was saying that he couldn't get inside the base without being patted down or being checked. So it's really unclear how this person was able to get in with an explosives vest. And it was a very large explosion. Apparently they heard it in Khost city, which is about a 10-minute drive from the base. And at first they were told it was a rocket attack, and later the Americans admitted that, in fact, a suicide bomber had gotten inside.
And we mentioned that it's believed that some, if not all, of the victims were CIA officers. Was it known that employees of the CIA were on this base?
Well, there's always a supposition that there are some people doing intelligence work for the American government. But what's particularly disturbing for Afghans in the area is that this is a provincial reconstruction team that is based at this base. It's called Forward Operating Base Chapman, and it's right on the outskirts of the military, the major NATO military installation there, Camp Salerno. And basically, this is a base that is doing outreach to Afghans, is helping with projects in terms of like building roads, clinics, that sort of thing, is helping the Afghan government on a local level improve itself and deliver services to the people. So the fact that many of those killed would be CIA agents, it would be a real problem for Afghans here. Yet having said that, people here seem to be confused and sort of stunned at the moment. There's been very little reaction, actually, or discussion, because, again, no one has actually come out and said who has died here.
Are these provincial reconstruction teams getting support where they exist, where they are trying at least to have the mission of improving the economy and improving social life?
Well, out of all the military units that are present in Afghanistan, the PRTs definitely have the most interaction with the Afghans. And generally, it's a positive interaction. I mean, there is certainly frustration that things don't move fast enough. There is also this sort of joint perception. I mean, on one hand, you have American military personnel who are reaching out and helping build things. You also have American civilians working for the government who are on these PRTs. But on the other hand, not anyone can just walk up to the base. I mean, they are surrounded by sandbags and barbed wire, and you go through multiple layers of checks and security before you can actually get on, if you can even get on. And so it's always been this sort of dual perception, you know, on the part of Afghans, like, you know, the PRT, they're happy with the PRT, but they also feel like they're kept at arm's length.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kabul, where she's covering news of a suicide bombing at an American military base in southeastern Afghanistan that left 8 Americans dead. It is believed that many of those, if not all of them, were CIA officers. Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.